Here with the news in detail is Vivian Trainer.
Bombardments by Russian military have been reported from several Ukrainian towns and cities. The emergency services in the capital, Kyiv, said at least two people had died during Russian shelling of a residential area this morning. Further talks between Russian and Ukrainian negotiators are due to resume today. Kate Carolyn reports.
As the Russian invasion enters its 20th day, three explosions were heard in the centre of the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Columns of smoke were seen rising from the area struck. Air raid sirens sounded in the capital and in other cities, including Odessa in the south of the country and Chernihiv in the north. Further talks via video link between Ukrainian and Russian negotiators are due to resume today, after discussions yesterday ended with no progress announced. The government in Ukraine has said that yesterday more than 4,000 people were allowed to leave cities, including Mariupol in the south, where an estimated 160 cars were allowed safe exit. The invasion has resulted in tensions between the United States and China. This morning, China again denied claims by US officials that Russia had sought military assistance for the Ukraine invasion. A Chinese diplomat said his country was playing a constructive role in promoting peace talks. A U.S. State Department spokesman, Ned Price, said the U.S. would not allow any country to compensate Russia for its losses.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on Russian troops to surrender, saying more of their soldiers had been lost in this war than in Chechnya. In his evening televised address, Mr. Zelensky said Ukrainians had brought down 80 Russian planes and destroyed hundreds of tanks. He welcomed an anti-war protest during the news on one of Russia's main television channels. A woman who was arrested afterwards ran behind the newsreader with a sign warning that viewers were being told lies. In a message recorded beforehand, Marina Ovsyannikova, who is a television news editor, said she was ashamed of having worked to spread the Kremlin's propaganda.
What's going on in Ukraine now is a crime, and Russia is the aggressor. The responsibility for this aggression falls on the consciousness of one man. That man is Vladimir Putin. My father is Ukrainian, my mother is Russian. They were never enemies. Sadly, during the past few years, I worked at Channel One. I spread the Kremlin propaganda, and I'm very ashamed of this.
An assessment by the United States Defense Department of the Russian campaign in Ukraine has said that despite ongoing bombing, almost all of Russia's advancements have stalled for the past several days. The Pentagon briefing added that the Russians still have neither overall air superiority nor control of any of Ukraine's biggest cities. John Kirby, spokesman for the Pentagon, said the army and people of Ukraine were causing the Russian military no end of difficulty.
The Russians clearly are expanding some of their target sets. That's obvious just from the fact that over the last couple of days we've seen other targets hit in Ukraine. It doesn't change, I think, our general understanding that they continue to be frustrated by a very stiff Ukrainian resistance.
The Minister for Finance, Pascal Donohue, has said the government is monitoring the impact of laws passed in Russia that may result in Irish aircraft leasing companies having to write off billions of euro. On this programme, Mr. Donohue said this and other issues will need to be confronted as the war continues.
We are approaching these kind of challenges with an economy that has been growing really quickly, that has recovered from the pandemic, and in recent months has had such momentum behind us. So while there will be challenges we need to rise to and respond to, we are facing into this from a position of strength in terms of how our economy has recovered and the progress that we have made.
The Cabinet will hold a meeting via video conference today to discuss the war in Ukraine. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin and most members of the Cabinet are out of the country to attend events marking St. Patrick's Day. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
This meeting was not planned when Cabinet last met. However, given the unfolding situation in Ukraine, the government will hold urgent discussions remotely today. Accommodation is likely to be a key focus for today's meeting, as 5,900 people from Ukraine have arrived here in the last 2 weeks. It's likely now that some of the 20,000 offers of accommodation from the public will be taken up by the weekend. As well as hotels, it is expected that bed and breakfast accommodation will also be used to house people at certain points. Around a third of those who have travelled here from Ukraine are school-going age. and work is ongoing at the Department of Education and within the Teaching Council to quickly recognise the qualifications of teachers from Ukraine who come here. Government believe these teachers will play a key part in helping Ukrainian students adjust to life in the Irish education system.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Generally cloudy this morning with a few clear spells. Rain in Connacht and West Ulster early this morning will slowly move southeastwards during the rest of the day. Much of Leinster will stay dry until evening, highest temperatures 7 to 11 degrees. And there's a warning that south to southwest winds will reach gale force on coastal waters from Slinehead to Errishead to Bloody Foreland this morning.